Exclusive, Blexit, In My Own Words. By Candace Owens on October 27, 2018. When I uploaded my first video onto YouTube 1 year ago, I entitled it Mom, Dad, I'm a Conservative. It was a 2-minute satirical stab at the social exiling that many Americans face when they announce their conservatism to friends and family. Soon thereafter, I would discover that for Black Americans, the punishment that awaits is far worse than any social exile. It is a full-court social lynching. Search the name of any prominent Black conservative and peruse the words written by liberal journalists. Dr. Ben Carson is a porch monkey. Larry Elder is but an Uncle Tom. Kanye West is in the sunken place. Clarence Thomas is a womanizer. I have been branded a self-hating Black, Nazi sympathizer and rather astonishingly, a white supremacist. The underlying sentiments are clear. Black people are meant to think and act within the confines of what white liberals deem acceptable. But while in the past the threat of slander has worked to lag the spreading of Black conservatism, over this last year, I have observed something of the opposite effect. In fact, what many have misdiagnosed as political tension between two ideologically disparate groups is actually something far greater, far more deep-rooted, and much more likely to alter the trajectory of this country as we know it. Across America, Black people are beginning to question political orthodoxy. We have been quietly building an ecosystem of free thinkers, and at long last, the intellectual dam is breaking. This unique moment will come to be known as Blexit, the Black exit from the Democrat Party. For decades, the Black community has been in an emotionally abusive relationship with the Democrat Party. Our fidelity to leftist politicians, coupled with our false belief that a larger government might facilitate solutions, has led to the overall collapse of our families, neighborhoods, and incidentally, our futures. Blexit is a national movement of minorities that have awakened to the truth. It is for those who have taken an objective look at our decades-long allegiance to the left and asked ourselves, what do we have to show for it? The media has betrayed our focus. They have learned the value of our untethered emotionality and have chosen to emphasize certain topics in an effort to suspend our rational thinking. This is why in 2016, the 16 unarmed Black men shot and killed by police officers took headline precedent over the approximate 330,000 Black babies aborted each year. This is why the topic of illegal alien children being separated at the border earned excessive coverage, while the 70% Black single motherhood rate, a tragedy encouraged by our government welfare programs, is ignored. Until now. Beyond anything else, Blexit is a chant of freedom. It is a chorus of voices from across the country whose hearts are exploding with the realization that we are more than the color of our skin. We are also more than a voting bloc. We are Americans first and foremost, and we will work to piece back together our broken communities, absent overreaching government structures, absent handouts, and alongside our American brothers and sisters. The tides are shifting. New leaders are emerging to help steer open minds into the uncharted possibilities of our futures. We need all of America to join us in this fight. No matter your skin color, we need you to take up metaphorical arms against the Democrat Party. First, visit our website, Blexit.com, where you will find the hard truths about the bigoted racism within the Democrat Party. Second, spread the word. Your voice matters to those who are looking to make an exit from the bondage of the Democrat Party. Finally, stand for truth. This battle will be one of the most consequential culture wars in American history. Your support is needed to allow us to arm the next generation with the facts they need to be free. Blexit is our long overdue renaissance, and there isn't an article written from the depths of the hell that can stop it. Visit Blexit.